So the pipes throughout the city are mostly decades old, with some of them, I think, approaching 100 years old. And the city has experienced over the last few years collapses in pipes that have led to flooding and road closures and other kinds of problems. The cost of repair of the pipes has been increasing exponentially over the last few years as the pipes get older and older. So the city administration has proposed water and wastewater rate increase to pay for eventually replacing most, if not all, the pipes within the city.
And that could cost more than $3 billion. And there are concerns that some low-income residents won't be able to afford it and that there's not enough help being done. What more could be done?
So the city council last week, I proposed, and the city council, I think, unanimously agreed to request that the administration increase the minimum salary for subsidies. So right now, if I remember correctly, it's one third of median income, which is about $12,500 plus or minus. So it's a very low threshold, which wouldn't allow for subsidies for many people. And so we've asked them to look at it. And the city administration was at the public meetings and they heard directly from the community. So I know they were already looking at this as well. We'll find out tomorrow night what their proposal is. I don't know what it will be yet.
Also, about a tenth of the cost of this plan, roughly $300 million, would be to take highly treated wastewater and inject it into the drinking water aquifer. That's a plan that you oppose. Is it possible that that could come out of this whole package?
Well, last week, I proposed and city council approved, I think it was 5-2, to remove that $300 million from the package. And so that would mean about a 10% decrease. And you'd have to ask the water department the exact numbers, but I think roughly in 10 years, the average person will end up paying about another $40 a month. And so by taking the toilet to tap project out, it would reduce that amount by $4 or $5. And so in looking at that and looking at the minimum salary, we hope to find a way to alleviate the burden on, you know, the people who really, really can't afford it in our community. But the toilet to tap program, I'm happy to talk about that as much as you want. There's lots of problems with it. It needs a lot more science and investigation. And right now, the timing of it is bad.
Does it look like that won't be part of the final project that you vote on tomorrow?
I don't know. The city council has requested that it not be a part of it. And so it depends on what the water department brings back tomorrow night. If they ignore city council's request, then city council will have to vote again to take it out.
What are the main things about it that you don't like?
First of all, we don't need it. It's going to be at least 10 to 15 years before we need any new water sources. I can go through all the details of that, but we have a steady supply of water, and through conservation, by fixing the pipes and working on efficiencies, we can save enough water over the next few years to take us into the 15-year range. We've definitely got, by the water department's own estimates, we've got plenty of water to last until 2026. But through conservation and other methods, we could save into the 15-year range. And then if we need water in the interim or during a drought time, we have a contract with the regional supplier, Tampa Bay Water, and we can easily buy water from them, which is what we've done all along.
Is it safe to inject highly treated wastewater into the drinking water aquifer?
I don't think so. This would be the first time that a government has asked for a permit to do this in the way they're doing it. I mean, it's more science needs to be done to check the environmental impact of it. But also the health impact. I mean, one simple way I think of it is, if you have a water filter at your home, eventually you have to change it because the particles build up inside the filter. And so now what they're proposing is that the limestone aquifer would be the filter, and you can't just scrape that and replace it. That's there forever. And so what we would potentially have a buildup of is these pharmaceuticals or other contaminants in the water. And I don't think it's a good idea to do that. The purest way to process that kind of water is through reverse osmosis, which is like the desal plant uses. It's more expensive, but it's safer for the public and safer for the environment.